Book 8. The Battle Swayed by Zeus. Dawn, in her saffron robe, came, spreading light on all the world. And Zeus, who plays in thunder, gathered the gods on peaked Olympus's height, then said to that assembly, "Listen to me, immortals, everyone, and let me make my mood and purpose clear. Let no one, god or goddess, contravene my present edict. All assent to it that I may get this business done, and quickly. If I catch sight of anyone slipping away with a mind to assist the Danaans or the Trojans, he comes back blasted without ceremony, or else he will be flung out of Olympus into the murk of Tartarus that lies deep down in underworld. Iron the gates are, brazen the door slab, and the depth from hell as great as heaven's utmost height from earth. You may learn, then, how far my power puts all gods to shame. Or prove it this way. Out of the zenith, hang a golden line and put your weight on it, all gods and goddesses. You will not budge me earthward out of heaven. Cannot budge the all-highest, mighty Zeus, no matter how you try. But let my hand once close to pull that cable, up you come, and with you earth itself comes, and the sea. By one end, tied around Olympus's top, I could let all the world swing in mid-heaven. That is how far I overwhelm you all, both gods and men." They were all awed and silent. He put it with such power. After a pause, the gray-eyed goddess Athena said, "O Zeus, highest and mightiest, father of us all, we are well aware of your omnipotence. But all the same, we mourn the Achaean spearmen if they are now to meet hard fate and die. As you command, we shall indeed abstain from battle, merely now and again dropping a word of counsel to the Argives, that all may not be lost through your displeasure." The driver of clouds smiled and replied, "Take heart, dear child, third-born of heaven. I do not speak my full intent. With you I would be gentle.